word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, it is a blessed privilege to visit with you today on the program. I was looking in the newspaper today, and I saw the picture of a couple that was getting a divorce. And the reason for getting their divorce was citing irreconcilable differences. And so they felt like this is a reason for getting a divorce. Of course, that was the one couple from the Hollywood crowd who think nothing of marriage vows, that it's just a get-together for a while and saying we're going to have just each other for a while until some problem comes along, and then from there we'll just part. The attitude is not a Bible attitude. The mindset, the philosophy by which they live is not a Bible philosophy. They are leaving God out, and they want to float and just float between whatever crowd or do whatever they want to do, and not take in consideration that God has some say-so in the way that man is to live. We are going to have to meet God. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl is going to have to face God one day. You say you don't believe that? That still stands. It doesn't change because what you believe, you change. The only thing that will change whether or not you believe or not is your eternal destiny, your eternal destination. If you will receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him for salvation, you'll go to heaven. If you reject Him, you will spend eternity in a devil's hell. Now, that's where your belief counts. Whether you say, I don't believe there's a God, or I don't believe there's a hell, I don't believe there's a heaven, I don't believe there's life after death, it's not going to change the fact. The truth is that man was created by God. And some will say, but I don't believe that there is a supreme creator. Well, that's still not going to change the fact. You will have to face the God who made you, and you will have to give an account unto Him for how you've lived the life that He gave you. The God who made you will call you in question one day about the life that He has given to you. You had that life, and you did it. You used your life for you. You did not bring glory to the name of God, to the name of the Lord. And that's where the problems come. You're living for yourself. And those are the most miserable people in the world, the ones who live only for self. They want to serve no one else. They serve themselves. If something doesn't matter, doesn't sit right with them, they're ready to run. So as I saw that picture in the paper of this couple, I thought about all of these things, that how so many people are miserable today because they want to get so much for themselves, and they think that the more things they have, the more fun they have, the more liberty they have, the happier they'll be. Things do not make you happy. Things and activity does not make you happy. Being in a right relationship with the Lord will bring joy to your heart and life and peace to you. When you are rightly related to the God who made you, then you can have peace. Then you can place your head upon your pillow at night, close your eyes, and rest in peace. You see that on many gravestone grave markers, rest in peace. Well, there is no rest in peace for those who are outside of the Lord. If you don't receive Christ Jesus the Lord as your Lord and Savior, there is no peace. And the Lord tells us that there is no peace to the wicked. Now, if you want to be made a righteous person, God will do that. He will do that by forgiving your sins, by you receiving Christ, believing on the Lord Jesus. And then you can walk through this life in boldness, knowing that you are at peace with a God who made you and all things. Dear Heavenly Father, I do ask for Thy blessings today. I plead the blood of Christ. Lord, give us the boldness we need to live for Thee. Bless the program for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, today in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16 now, let's look down at a portion of Scripture found in verse 29 through 32. The Lord's disciples are asking him questions. They do not understand the things that he's saying. And his disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee? By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. The fact that he could tell them things of the future indicated to them that he was one who was from God, who was indeed God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? After all he had done, after all he had said, after all they'd experienced with him, he says, Do ye now believe? You know, you can show people many things, and if they have made it up in their mind that they will not believe, there is nothing you can ever show to them that will force them to believe. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If people would know, would want to know, and would want to believe, then you preach the Word, give the Word, set forth God's truth to this world. And, of course, people, when they hear this Word, the Spirit of God works upon their hearts, and they're brought to a place to where they are willing to trust the Lord and to be born again and made into a brand new creation. Now we are sure. Well, listen, do you now believe? What has made you a believer? Many times you will hear people say, well, if maybe this will make that person wake up. And have you ever seen the case of when people hear or have experienced very traumatic matters, and they make all kinds of promises to God. They make all kinds of promises to the Lord. They make all kinds of promises to their family members. When this is over, and as soon as they're well, they're off and running just as though they were, just as they were before they had the quote-unquote mishap. And they may say, well, I was sure lucky then. No, you weren't lucky. The Lord was merciful to you. And you are not in charge, and he was merciful to you. And you won't see that through things. Now, there is a case in the Scriptures of a man having had something happen to him, and he comes to his senses and he recognizes that it was by the grace of God that he is able to think right, that he is able to live right. His life is a changed life. And I tell you that of a man by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, how that prior to this event, he was a man that sat around and boasted about what he had done. In verse 23 of Daniel chapter 4, and the Scripture says, And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it. Now, here is a vision that he has, but he doesn't understand it. And then skipping down to verse 28. Now, he has been told that there is a vision. There is something going to happen. He doesn't understand what this vision means. In verse 28 of Daniel chapter 4, And this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar at the end of 12 months. Now, 12 months have elapsed since he heard this vision, since he had Daniel was the one who had had to interpret this. And 12 months elapsed, and he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Now notice how he brags, he boasts. Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom of by the might of my power for the honor of my majesty? Notice how he focuses only upon himself. Now, he had heard things. He had seen how Daniel was God's man. He had, in chapter 3, the Lord had protected the Hebrew boys in the fire. Daniel had rightly interpreted his dream, and he still doesn't hear. Well, while the words was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. Now, he thought that he was supreme, that he was in charge, and that his kingdom wouldn't go from him until he said it would go from him. But there is a voice from heaven that speaks to him, "The kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." Daniel 4:32. So God is in charge. Men with their plans are not in charge. In the same hour, the scriptures say in verse 33 of Daniel chapter 4, "The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did," notice, "eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever." See, the king didn't live forever. The Lord lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion. Nebuchadnezzar's dominion wasn't an everlasting dominion, but God's dominion was. And Nebuchadnezzar was brought to this to face this truth. And his kingdom is from generation to generation. So now, after having heard all of that, Nebuchadnezzar had this experience where he was out of the palace for 7 years, dwelling among the beasts, eating grass like a cow or an oxen. And he was just like a beast, bird's claws and bird's feathers. And his behavior was certainly unbecoming of a king. And now at the end of that, notice what he says in verse 37. "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Now this man has humbled himself before the mighty hand of God." That was an event that brought this man down. There are rare occasions of people having great sicknesses and who, when they are made well, will follow through on their promises. They will make boasts and promises and say, "Well, Lord, if you'll get me out of this, if you'll heal me again, or if you'll heal me this time, then I'll live for you." And the Lord, in his mercy, delivers. And what do? They keep living like they once did as soon as they're well. And they'll say, "Well, you know, I really didn't want to just to serve the Lord when I'm well. I really want to do it on my own." And then when they're sick, "Well, I don't want to just come to the Lord because I'm sick. Then I'll be using him." Or when they're well, "I don't want to come to the Lord as a hypocrite." And all the while, precious life, like sands through an hourglass, are going from them. And they think they know how much sand is left in that hourglass, when the one day the last grain will go through there and there'll be nobody there to turn it over again to give you more time. The Lord would have you to come to him now. Don't wait to look at things before you come to Christ. You hear the message. You hear the word. Here's an invitation. Jesus the Lord, the Son of God, says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Won't you come to Jesus today? Won't you repent of your sins? Won't you believe the Lord and be born again? Father, I pray thee to bless this message today for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord bless you.